Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
The book of Nehemiah is set during the time when Persia defeated Babylon and King Cyrus of Persia released Israel to go back and rebuild Jerusalem. Nehemiah, a strong leader, goes on a quest to rebuild the walls for protection. The walls get rebuilt and Jerusalem begins repopulating with God's people. Fast forward to chapter 8, we find God's people living in various towns and areas surrounding Jerusalem. The people then gathered together to hear Ezra and other leaders read from God's word. As the priests and spiritual leaders read God's word, the Bible makes it clear several times that they, quote, caused the people. They caused the people to understand the word and that they, quote, again, gave the sense of what God's word was saying. It's important for us to understand how significant this passage is to our own biblical discipleship. Much of the New Testament is dedicated to explaining sound doctrine and to refuting false doctrine. The calling of the pastor teacher is to accurately interpret the Bible, to give the sense, and then to cause God's people to properly understand his word. Of course, as the reformers fought very hard to ensure, God's word is available and should be studied privately by everyone. But there's also a strong place for spiritual leaders to help people properly understand how Scripture interprets Scripture. In our modern setting, the notion of sound exegesis being delivered to God's people is becoming more difficult to define. Going back even 20 years, we in Christian radio could help shape what content was delivered to people, acting as sort of gatekeepers to make sure sound doctrine was taught through media. Now, with digital and social media, there are thousands of, again I quote, Bible teachers providing the sense of the word to the masses. It's almost impossible to count the number of unqualified, ill-equipped, and even nefarious characters who are posing as Bible teachers in the media landscape. My burden for Christian radio, for Christian media, for Skopos, and on this truth station is that we would be a platform for sound Bible teaching that you can trust, that you can tell your friends about, and that you feel confident we will do our best to be faithful in giving the right sense of God's word. We aren't perfect, and we certainly have some improvements to make and some edges to trim, but our overall concern is biblical truth, and we desire to be faithful in causing the sense of God's word to help change your life.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.